96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. How honest are Americans? Well, the Honest Tea Company conducts these social experiments in public places to see if people would pay for the tea when no one is around. WHUR producer Tiffany Copeland spoke with CEO Seth Goldman.
Well, we always love to check in and get a sense of just how honest Americans are. Things are going badly in the country, and what we found is, as we've done this test over the years, people are actually have a lot more integrity, or a lot more honest than they seem to get credit for.
What places did you find last year were the most honest areas?
We were surprised. Last year's results showed that Alabama and Hawaii both had 100% honesty rates, and then Indiana and Maine were both at 99%.
Where did Washington, D.C. fall in the list of honesty?
Last year, Washington, D.C. came in last, which was disappointing as a local resident.
Well, Honesty will conduct that survey again in all 50 states starting tomorrow. So is this an issue on your job? Do you or your coworkers tell these little lies? Is it okay, or is it a problem? Well, we're talking about it with Alicia Williams. She's president of the D.C. chapter of the National Association of African Americans in Human Resources, and Solandra Fleming, human resources expert with some 20 years experience in the business. Lines are open. What do you think? Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Okay, so first and foremost, a question to both of you. I'll start with Solandra. How do you define a little lie on the job as opposed to just a bold-faced whopper?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And
sure.
In fact, there are, I believe, degrees of lies that we can look at in the workplace. And they range from those little lies that you mentioned all the way to probably on a spectrum of to destructive and bold-faced and catastrophic lies that have far-reaching impacts, such as the Enron scandal that sparked the whole controversy back in the early 2000s. So I would define the little lies as those that might be inconsequential, those that might be passing. Maybe someone is trying to protect the interest of someone else or just avoid an embarrassing situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Same question. Alicia, how do you define a little one as opposed to a whopper?
Thank you again for having me as well. I'd also have to agree with Solandra, my colleague here. In the workplace, we see those little lies showing up in the form of being late for work and saying that instead, you know, something happened to your cat or your dog or something like that, to avoid, again, being honest about the fact that you didn't show up to work on time. So those are fall into the range of those little lies. And again, I think there could be those larger lies which take the form of, say, for example, falsifying information on your application.
Mm.
Again, that can turn into a very large impact for the employee in particular. Ultimately, if the employer has a policy in place which indicates that if there's any information found within their application that is not true and has been falsified, once employed, they can lose their job and thus be fired. And so that takes a role in terms of looking at the impact that it has in the workplace as well.
Okay, but, you know, let's talk about some of the little ones, though. Okay, so you don't feel like coming to work. And so, you know, I call Alicia, and Alicia, you know, call in slick. I've got a little cough. What's wrong with that? I have sick leave. You know, why not?
You know, it's interesting because I do believe if you are working for an organization, say, for example, where you have a paid time off policy where vacation, sick leave and personal leave is all combined into one bucket, really organizations don't specify why you utilize that time. And so that's your time. It really allows for much more freedom. But if you're in a situation where, you know, honestly, you have a sick leave policy and you're only supposed to be utilizing that policy if you are sick, then again, you are misleading the organization. You're utilizing the organization's resources and thus, you know, putting yourself into a situation where you could be looked at as not being a credible and trustworthy individual.
But yeah, and ethically, okay, yeah, if you tell a little one, not a whopper, but a weeper, okay, you know, okay, maybe you stopped off to get a Slurpee. It's hot. And that's the thing that kind of made you, you know, late to work. And instead you talk about, you know, bad traffic. If this happens over and over and over again, are you judged not trustworthy? Are you an unethical person? Does your boss have to look at you with the side eye now?
And in fact, you raised a good question. Your question was, what's wrong with that? And I think that it's important to know that our relationships are built on trust. And so when you excuse the quote unquote small lies or little deceptions, they become a pattern and they become the norm and an acceptable workplace practice. And you are unable to build effective teams in that kind of environment. And there's no trust. You lose productivity. You have poor morale. There's a whole ripple effect that it takes upon an organization. Starting with an individual, and it definitely has an impact on the culture. So if you're allowing that kind of culture to be pervasive in your environment, starting with the little lies, then you're really sending a message to your employees that you don't have to tell the truth here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that that's what an employer wants to set itself up for.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to the phone lines. I want to find out what you think about those little lies, whether you're telling them to your boss, perhaps to your coworker, or maybe you're doing it to save someone's feelings. I want to find out about it. Let's find out what you have to say about it. We'll be back in just a bit. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, do you or your coworkers tell those little lies? Is this okay or is it a problem? My guests are Alicia Williams. She's president of the D.C. chapter of the National Association of African Americans in Human Resources, and Solandra Fleming, human resources expert with some 20 years experience in the business. Lines are open. Give me a call. What do you think about this? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to the phone line. Stephen calling from Fairfax. Okay, Stephen, you say everybody lies. What do you mean?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm one of the top experts in the industry on honest communication, and I found that actually, everybody lies. The worst part actually isn't the white lies. It's the lies of withholding. For example, have you ever had somebody just not share with you something and you made an entirely different decision? How do you feel towards that person? People lie all the time. And the worst part is they don't really realize the ramifications. They start off innocently, but it can often lead to big, huge problems in the workplace.
Interesting point. Stephen, thank you so much for your phone call. Okay, so, Alicia? Do people lie all the time on the job?
It's interesting. I had a situation where an employee indicated that they were going to be in one location, and instead they were in a different location. Whether that was to avoid the fact that they were supposed to be at their workstation, or whether it was for a reason that they just were not interested in doing what was required of them. I do believe that there are situations where employees want to either avoid performing a particular job, or they fear the ramifications of their actions if they don't do do a job as is expected of them. So I'd have to say yes. I do believe that people do lie in the workplace. But again, I think as the caller indicated, the ramifications are really what we have to look at in terms of the impact not only on that employee and that employee's reputation, but also the colleagues that are around that employee and how they engage with one another in an environment, hopefully, where they want to foster an environment of transparency and trust and respect.
But Solandra, what about those lies that happen in the workplace that really have nothing so ever to do with the job? I mean, okay, you know, you and I, we've been working together for years, and you know, you're in the office and you come in and you got a new hairdo. I don't notice. And you say, so, do you like my new hairdo? And then I look at it and I go, thump.
Right.
But then I tell you, it looks just great.
You love it on the outside.
Love it on the outside. But deep down inside, I'm thinking, ooh, she's not never going to get a date with that hair. So should I be honest and tell you because you asked me, or should I lie and spare your feelings?
To directly answer your question, if it were me, I'd say, yes, you should be honest. Please tell me. I always say some people don't have real friends, and you need that honest feedback when you walk out of the house and into the workplace. And I think, you know, actually it's interesting. Studies will show that the kind of deception or lie that you just mentioned is a little more forgivable and palatable to the workplace than some of the others that have effects on the work product themselves. Mm-hmm. So if an individual says, you know, no, I don't think that skirt is too short, and they walk away and they grumble and they have the water. You know,
by the water cooler.
Right. Whoa. And then, you know, there's a whole host of people talking about that at a later time, then, you know, that's one thing. But when it affects the work directly, that's a different story.
Okay. Well, listen, we've got to take another break. But if you're on the phone, that means Reese and Brooke and Lisa, please do not hang up. I'll get to you. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're talking about the little lies that you tell on the job. Does it really matter? We'll be back in just a bit.